Most Taiwanese would agree that it's the Bunun and Ami peoples who represent the pinnacle of Aboriginal vocal art. At the beginning of the program, I played a snippet of the famous Bunun Pasi Puput. Well, it's famous among ethnomusicologists anyway. The Pasi Puput is a vocal performance for male chorus designed to encourage the successful growth of the millet crop. The singers, usually eight in number, stand in a tight circle, facing inwards, arms on each other's shoulders, concentrating intensely. There are no lyrics, just vowel sounds which are held as long as breath permits. The singers of the lead part start by intoning their lowest possible pitch. Over the course of several minutes, the pitch gradually slides upward, almost imperceptibly, yet most unsettling to our ears, until finally coming to rest some two octaves higher. Meanwhile, other singers add a pitch a third below, which is changed to a fourth and then a fifth as the leader's pitch level rises up away from them. Then they start all over again, with another third below the new pitch level. Other singers may add higher pitches, and they too must slide up in pursuit of the lead singers. It's almost like a game, except that Pasi Puput is serious business. As one performer told me, the quality of the final chord, arrived at after several minutes' upward progress, determines the quality of the millet crop which is just being planted. Some singers say the effect of the chorus should recall a swarm of bees. Others compare it with a waterfall. The images are apt for describing the continuous choral sound which swells and fades, changing pitches and timbres. It's a fair guess that the continuous rise in pitch and in dynamic level symbolizes the growth of the millet plants, which start off as almost inaudible seeds. At the beginning, you really have to strain to hear the singers. All the vocal music of the Bunun shares one basic feature. The scale consists of a major triad, do, mi, sol, with the second degree added only as a downward passing note, sol, mi, re, do. So on one level, a typical Bunun choral song is very static. This single chord continues throughout the whole song. From the performer's perspective, though, each performance is unique, as each singer chooses different moments and different octaves to sing those four notes. How do you know what to sing? I asked one man. Just find a note no one else is singing, he replied. Here's a song in which a Bunun woman describes her loneliness in no uncertain terms. This lady definitely has the blues. Until fairly recently, the Bunun were headhunters. So were the Ami. They're the largest Aboriginal group on Taiwan. There are about 120,000 of them. And they, too, have an elaborate polyphonic style. Some scholars have called this free polyphony. And although the vocal parts seem to be fairly set, one man stressed that each singer must make his own path. Here's a tune usually sung en masse by the village's senior citizens during the harvest festival. The performers here are 5 70-year-olds from one Ami village. So far, I've neglected the instrumental traditions, which are much less elaborate than the vocal styles. So now let's hear three examples of instrumental performance. First, the Bunun musical bow, which follows the typical four-note Bunun scale. Thank you. Then there's this intriguing technique, found among several groups, of beating out a melody on a stone slab with the long wooden pestles normally used to pound grain. On the other side of the mountain from the Bunun, the Atayal often play their four-note melodies on a bamboo-framed jews' harp with tongues of bamboo or iron. This luxury jews' harp has four tongues, and they're tuned to the basic Atayal scale. And, though it may be deep in the mountains, that doesn't prevent the occasional motorbike from passing by. Let's end our visit to the Aborigines of Taiwan with a vocal performance by the Ami tribe. I was invited to a village feast, and as the rain poured down on us, I was treated to a song by the 86-year-old chief, who was also, by virtue of his office, the lead singer. The other villagers acted as the chorus, with the chief improvising counter-melodies against the choral response. All you single folks, gather round. It's a matchmaking song.
Ya roh, 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 ya A matchmaking song from Taiwan. Songs to Help the Crops Grow was written and presented by David Hughes, and the producer was John Thornley. Next week at the same time, Seth Townsend introduces highlights from a Caribbean festival held in Twickenham last summer, which included music and musicians from Venezuela, Cuba, Jamaica and Belize. That's next Friday afternoon at 4:30. BBC Radio 3 FM. The time is 5:00. Good evening. This is Chris D'Souza in London.